You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You are now tuned in to the Roto Experts.
This is the Roto Experts! Alongside the fantasy executive Corey Parson, the King Scott Angle, Wall Street Matt Modica, I am Greg Sussman. Welcome inside Studio 34, where the congressional hearings have taken place today. We've already spoken to Isaiah Crowell and Samaje Perine. We're going to speak to Danny Woodhead coming up in just a few moments from now. But first, I want to say hello to all of my friends. What's up, Corey?
Good morning. How you doing, Greg? Looking forward to getting ready to into these hearings. Got to make sure that we have the right information from Mr. Danny Woodhead. So looking forward to that. Also, you know, he's got a big week coming up. Football starts back off tomorrow. So looking forward for week 11, starting to get down to the nitty-gritty right here. How you doing, Scotty?
Good. And thank you, Corey. We got the playoffs approaching. Everything's important. So it'll be very important to examine Mr. Daniel Jacob Henry Woodhead very soon.
Winkopedia.
He took the preparation.
Mr. Woodhead feels a lot better. He's purchased his coffee. He's not out there demanding coffee, so it should be a good morning.
So there you go, Mr. Modica.
Hopefully he doesn't fall and trip on the way to getting the coffee.
Mr. Modica, our chairman of the board, feels much better than he did a little while ago, so that's good. Guys, waiver wires ran last night. We talked about Samaje Perine a lot this morning. Perine was picked up pretty much everywhere. Scott's been the high guy on him.
He all year.
He's all year from
I think
August.
Scott has a tattoo.
On his butt.
Would you like to see it?
Mr. Coach Klein.
Yes. Scott, actually, yes. I think our entire
making fun of me.
I think our entire listening audience would like to see your tattoo of your butt. So please, sure.
Go ahead.
What?
Royal
go
office.
Right ahead.
I don't think Nando DeFino would like to see it.
Yeah. I've got permission in my ear to do it, so it's on you.
All right. Well, I'll do it at some point.
Yeah. I believe that's called calling his bluff.
Yeah, there you go,
ladies and gentlemen.
Fraud.
Samaje Perine was picked up across the board last night. Jamal Williams picked up across the board last night. Matt Modica, the rest of the way, which one of those two guys would you rather have?
I'm going to go with Jamal Williams based on the volume, based on the fact that Aaron Jones is done. I'm a fan of Montgomery. I just don't know if he's going to be back in the next week or two. I know they're talking about he could possibly play Sunday, but the rib injury and a reoccurring, I don't know.
About 18 hours ago, Evan Silver retweeted this, and this came from literally almost 24 hours ago at this point. And although Drew Stanton did practice yesterday in a limited fashion, there is speculation that Blaine Gabbert could start for Arizona this week in a very tasty matchup against Houston. But as a Larry Fitzgerald owner, Scotty, I do not want that.
I don't know if I would necessarily believe that. I don't see a big difference between Stanton and Gabbert. I think Gabbert will know to get the ball to Fitzgerald, too. I think they're both, you know, mediocre backup quarterbacks. To me, they're equal. I don't think sometimes it's an assumption that when you go to the backup, you know, and you go to the third stringer from the second stringer, there's going to be some significant drop off. To me, it's a wash between these two guys. I don't see that as a big deal.
That Stanton has fed him in the past, and Gabbert, we don't know. We don't know who he's hooking up with.
I think exactly. Gabbert will know to feed him.
I hope so. All right, yeah. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. Danny Woodhead is going to join the chambers. We'll have to appoint a new chairman as well, so we'll see if we can figure that out. It's the Roto Experts here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, presented by DX Racer.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
So it looks like our chairman had to step out for a moment as the ranking member of this committee. I will step in as chairman of this particular hearing. Again, just a ranking member. I'm certainly not the chairman of this particular committee. This is our congressional hearing. We now welcome into our hearing, into our chambers of Studio 34, we welcome in Danny Woodhead. Danny, thank you very much.
I'm happy to be here, and hopefully I'll be on the field this weekend.
Danny, I appreciate you being here. I'm going to open up, given that I'm not the chairman, I'm going to open up, passing along to my left, to one of our other ranking members here, Mr. Corey Parson.
Good morning, Mr. Woodhead.
Good morning.
Glad to have you come down the Beltway for us this morning. Your time in Baltimore, we feel like we barely know you.
Yes, that's unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. What also is unfortunate is that I believe in each of the last three or four seasons, you've at some point you've spent time on the injured reserve. Do you think that it's time for you to quit football?
Not yet. I think I still have more to give. I think I present a very, very nice upside rest of the season. You know, if you want to win a championship, you might want to pick me up.
Yeah, yeah. But are you going to play?
Maybe not this week, but I will be on the field.
Excuse, I'm sorry, Mr. Woodhead, for my laughter. What I worry about, Mr. Woodhead, is these frequent trips to the injured reserve. I think that you're damaged goods. I don't think that you can make it through a game. I think that you and gentlemen like C.J. Procise all need to be playing flag football. Would you say that that's a harsh
assessment? With all due respect, I would not compare myself to C.J. Procise.
Why is that?
He's never accomplished anything that
this
I
is
have.
True.
I've been in RB1 before. Mm. I'm not asking you to marry me. Yeah. I'm just asking you to play me down the stretch, and you know I'll do good for you.
Are you going to be able to complete an entire game?
I believe that will be possible,
Mr. Engel.
Good morning, Mr. Woodhead. It's a pleasure to meet you. We have a mutual friend in NASCAR driver Austin Dillon. Austin sends his regards.
Good. Yeah.
Now, I understand, you know, you're a family man. You were homeschooled until the ninth grade.
Is this a Hall of Fame out or what?
You're a Christian as well.
I'm glad to know you can read Wikipedia.
He's a Lutheran, I believe, not a Christian.
I prepare. And, you know, this is why I am a Hall of Famer, because I prepare. But let me ask you, do you feel your faith helps you through your frequent trips to the sideline?
Praise be Jesus.
Okay. In three of the last four seasons, you have played a total of six games. You didn't even make it through the first game this year without it getting injured. What confidence can you give? What can you say to us fantasy players to maybe inspire some confidence that, you know, that this trend is going to turn around? What have your doctors told you?
Doctors told me I'm just about good to go. What I can tell you is on the opening series, on those six snaps, I had 7 points. So there's a lot to offer here. I'm a small package that packs a powerful punch.
Oh, very, very nice. Very nicely put. Maybe you have a career in broadcasting after football.
I think I do.
Yeah, I think.
Sooner than later, probably.
You know, with the emergence of Alex Collins and yourself playing a dual backfield, what do you believe your workload is going to be? Because, you know, I know you respect your teammates, but it doesn't seem like we can rely on the wide receivers.
I think I will be a nice complimentary back that will do what I've done in the past and continue to put up points.
Last question for you before I pass it back on. Alex Collins doesn't look like while he can run well outside the 20s, does not look like a goal line runner. Do you believe that within the short span that you might be able to play, that you'd be able to be used near the goal line?
I've been great in the green zone. I have a nose for the end zone.
Okay. I've been noticing, Mr.
That's all my questions. Thank you, Mr. Woodhead.
Mr. Woodhead, I've been noticing in the past that you have had that nose for the goal line, but I think that we're well past that stage of your career now. What I would like to ask you is, what do you know about the Baltimore Ravens offense? Because we haven't seen you in it.
Well, I got to know everybody in the offseason. I know enough, and I know that my quarterback likes to check down, and that's where I kind of thrive. And I really like the upcoming schedule that is presented before me.
Can you handle a tackle from an NFL linebacker, NFL defensive end? Can somebody like that hits you, are you going to be able to continue to play?
As long as they don't try and take my knees out, I'm good.
What injuries are you dealing with currently?
It was the hamstring, and it never fully healed from the preseason. Maybe I was a little too amped up to start the season.
So you think that this hamstring probably is something that really is and essentially has kept you off for 3 months now?
That it has, but I think I'm over it.
We passed it.
One question for you.
I thought you were done, sir.
Is it true
it's still
that
my turn.
Is it true that the man who drives the cart is on your payroll?
Next question, please.
Mr. Woodhead, as I said to Mr. Crowell, fantasy owners drafted you pretty highly this past year. They believed in you. They thought that, hey, listen, for those that believed in a zero RB theory, they drafted you as an RB1, right? The guys thought that, hey, I can get Danny Woodhead in the fifth and the sixth, and with the amount that Joe Flacco throws to the running backs, with all of the touches and receptions and carries that this team was losing, Danny Woodhead was going to be a major piece. It lasted a quarter. What is going to change? Is all of a sudden everything we believed in the summer true now as we head toward December?
Yes. My apologies to those who had to suffer through, but I will reward them with championships at the end of this year.
So do you believe that you are a difference maker for championship teams?
Absolutely. Every time I've stayed on the field, I've produced.
The problem is the last three times you've been on the field, you've left, and you haven't come back. You don't complete the game.
I'm back now.
How confident should if you are active this Sunday, are you going to be active this Sunday, sir?
That the coaches haven't told me yet, but I believe so.
If you are active then this Sunday, your coaches give you the approval, should fantasy owners put you in their lineups on Sunday?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Joe Flacco averages, I believe, like the least yards per throw in the league, and it's a very multi-year low in history. Yeah. And it's incredible. Do you believe that you're just going to walk past Buck Allen, who's been, you know, pretty helpful to fantasy owners all year long?
Yes, I do. Buck's a great guy, but I think they brought me here for a reason, and I will help Mr. Flacco's yards per attempt.
And no further questions.
I'm trying to let Ed, Mr. Woodhead, you said they brought you here for a reason. That reason seems to be to take up time on the training table. That's honestly what the reason looks like to me.
Well, I did get to know the trainer quite well. he is also a fine Christian man.
Very nice.
Do you believe that you're a top 20 PPR running back the rest of the way?
As long as I'm on the field, I am.
Factoring that in, do you believe we can count on you as a top 20 running back the rest of the way? To be top 20, we need to count on you being on the field.
I will be there.
All right, there you go.
How old are you, Mr. Woodhead?
I'm old enough.
He's 32. Not for potential future senators on this panel. I have no further questions. Does everybody else have any questions?
I have no further questions.
No, I don't. Do it. Thank you.
Mr. It was Woodhead, a pleasure, gentlemen.
Mr. Woodhead, thank you for your time. Gentlemen, it seems that Mr. Woodhead had the most positive hearing under our committee.
Man, he tripped on the way out.
That's not nice, Scott. But ultimately,
new material.
Ultimately, he had it sounds like there's a lot of positivity when it comes to Danny Woodhead going forward. And a game changer, Matt Modica, you believe. Someone that, you know, potentially could win team championships if he stays healthy.
I'm looking at the schedule. I'm looking at what he can do for you. At this point in the season, like, if you lost Ezekiel Elliott due to suspension and you were able to scoop up Danny Woodhead, I'm going to play the upside. I'm going to look at some of these matches. That do look very appealing. So, and when you got Joe Flacco as your quarterback, I know the Buck Allen. If Danny Woodhead did not play this week, I would be rolling out Buck Allen. But if Woodhead is back and all signs go, I think against Green Bay.
You would play him over Buck Allen?
I think so. I mean, against Green Bay, it's just too tasty.
I think once he's back, he's got to get that role back from Buck Allen. Buck Allen's done some nice work, but that's Woodhead's role when he's there.
I guess. I mean, we saw week one it was, but I don't know if that's the case in week 11. Like, maybe Buck Allen's been good enough that they don't just put him on the bench.
Danny Woodhead is much more dangerous in the passing game than Buck Allen. The difference between Buck Allen and Danny Woodhead, Buck Allen can catch the ball, But what's he going to do after the catch? You know, there's a big difference between what Woodhead does after the catch and what Allen does.
What Woodhead does after the catch?
Yeah.
Falls to the ground and grab his hamstring. That's what he does after the catch, Scott. What are you talking about? Danny Woodhead
doesn't when he's there.
No, when even when he's there, I don't see where Danny Woodhead is. What I think you like about Woodhead is the fact that he can be targeted and he will catch the football, but he really should give you no upside other
he's
than that.
He's elusive when he...
He's elusive when he catches the ball. Run.
I'm not debating that. No. When he's on the field, he can make people miss. Allen doesn't do that.
Mm.
I'm not debating with you that he doesn't stay on the field, though.
Well, obviously, there's no debate there.
Yeah.
The debate, obviously, is within Buck Allen and Danny Woodhead. See a break. Remember, if you think of giving DFS a try, Fantasy Factor is the perfect daily fantasy site for the casual recreational player. Flatter prize pool, smaller field, single-entry contest only. Fantasy Factor runs NFL and NBA free rolls each and every week. It's free to enter. So sign up today at www.fantasyfactor.com. We'll take a break and play a little either-or when we come back here on the Roto Experts.
The award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network is your free fantasy source 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You can catch this show and many others live on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn Radio. Want to listen on your computer at work? Go to fntsy.com/radio or check us out on YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page, where you can ask questions, discuss topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your questions on the air. The number is 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 days a year fantasy sports network of its kind without a subscription. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your fantasy source.
So there was a lot of talk about Jay Ajayi earlier. And if I had him as a top 10 running back going forward, here's the official either or when it comes to Jay Ajayi, gentlemen. Here we go. Get ready. Let's do it. Would you rather have going forward Jay Ajayi or Tevin Coleman?
Jay Ajayi.
Or DeMarco Murray?
Jay Ajayi.
I'm going to go Jay Ajayi just because I think he's healthier. Yeah. I know he has the knee and stuff. But I just like this offense better. Though Tennessee, see the thing is, if I knew DeMarco Murray was fully healed or coming off this 10-day layoff, he'd be fully healed, I would probably go Murray, but I just can't trust him to be healthy.
Yeah, it's close because Ajayi, you know, another one of those guys, Dr. Ake, told could be risk for a concussion, is a lingering knee in the back of your mind, but you know right now that maybe Murray is not 100% at this time.
Give me the healthy guy.
That's Jay Ajayi right now.
Jay.
Jay Ajayi or Carlos Hyde?
Carlos Hyde.
I love Carlos Hyde. It's a little tough because I think Ajayi is going to get some touchdowns. That's one of the things he wasn't able to get all season long. I'm going to take the better offense, as much as I hate to say
it. You're taking Jay Ajayi over Carlos Hyde.
It does pain me to do this.
This is tough. I have them right next to each other in my rest of season ranks on rotoexperts.com. You know, for the reason that Matt gave, I'll go with Ajayi. I'm pretty much with him.
You have them next to each other. So you have Hyde ahead of Ajayi.
What's that?
You have Hyde ahead of Ajayi.
It's a toss-up for him.
It's a toss-up.
And then Piron right after.
And Woodhead on injured reserve.
He's still better than Piron.
Jay Ajayi or Jordan Howard?
Jay Ajayi. Because Howard just hasn't been bringing it recently.
This is tougher than me. Howard gets it done. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
See, the problem with Howard, that offense is just terrible. And if he doesn't get that touchdown, it's pretty much going to be like a 6-7 point week.
I think I still go with Jay. Tip gear, Jay. Jay Ajayi at a slight edge.
Jay Ajayi or Jerick McKinnon?
Jerick McKinnon. JMC.
I'm going to go Jay Ajayi. I like McKinnon, but you never know when that Murray factor is going to swing in.
I'm going to go with Jerick McKinnon here, and I don't think Jerick McKinnon is getting enough love. I think, you know, when we look at Dalvin Cook and we all were falling all over ourselves for him, and I look what Jerick McKinnon's done. He's had three games, 25 points or more. I mean, Cook had one game of over 20 points, and that's what Murray involved. So for me, it's Jerick McKinnon. I think they need Jerick McKinnon if they want to continue winning games.
Jay Ajayi or Kareem Hunt?
Kareem Hunt.
Let's make it sure.
More it's upside. Really, it's like Le'Veon Bell and Todd Gurley.
More upside, more versatility.
Jay Ajayi, last one for me when it comes to this man. Jay Ajayi or Chris Thompson?
Chris Thompson.
Jay Ajayi. I like Thompson a lot, but I feel there's a safer floor with Ajayi.
I'm going to go with Ajayi here. Thompson I do really like, but I think coming the great thing, we talked about this earlier, is when teams have the bye at the right time. And for the Eagles, it fell perfectly. They acquired Ajayi. They gave him a small amount of snaps, and then they had the bye week. I think they're really going to work him in nicely going forward.
All right, there you go. It's kind of the either or when it comes to Jay Ajayi. Let me move on to DeMarco Murray. DeMarco Murray scored 3 touchdowns this past Sunday. I know, Corey, when you said a few moments ago that, listen, give me the healthy guy. Murray's out there each and every week, and when he plays like the full game, where he doesn't come out due to injury, he is successful. He puts up points. So I want to ask, going forward, how high you believe DeMarco Murray should be. So a lot of these are the same names. I think DeMarco Murray and Jay Ajayi are kind of in the same area. So with that being said, DeMarco Murray or Tevin Coleman?
I go DeMarco Murray over Tevin Coleman.
I'm going to go DeMarco Murray too.
I got to go DeMarco Murray here. It's just the possibility of touchdowns, and hopefully he gets healthy.
DeMarco Murray or Chris Thompson?
I'm still going Murray.
I'm going to go DeMarco Murray.
I'm going Murray, too. It, you know, lead back. As much as I love Thompson, you know, he's not the main ball carrier there, I believe.
I mean, Murray hasn't been overly impressive this year. The yards per carry is under 4. You know what I mean? We see the injuries. He hasn't had a 100-yard game since week number 3 of the NFL season. But when you look at the usage that he gets, it's just too much.
Yeah, it's that. And if you look at his stats this past weekend, those touchdowns were what really did it. But he's going to have the 10-day layoff after tomorrow night, and that schedule is really nice.
DeMarco Murray or Isaiah Crowell?
I got to go DeMarco Murray. Like, Crowell scored the last 2 weeks, but those were his first 2 touchdowns of the season.
I got to go DeMarco Murray as well. The offense is just too better. I mean, look, Crowell is trending up, but it's DeMarco Murray for me.
Yeah, he's getting... A week from now, I may say Isaiah Crowell, but right now it's DeMarco Murray.
Would it still be DeMarco Murray over Kenyon Drake?
For me, yes.
Don't trust Miami.
That's right. I don't trust Miami. You know, they played Williams for the first half. I think they're going to find out that Drake is the lead guy, but it's going to be a timeshare.
What about DeMarco Murray or Alfred Morris?
DeMarco Murray.
Yeah, that's not even close.
Not even close. Interesting. What about DeMarco Murray or Samaje Perine?
Everybody but Scott has DeMarco
Murray. I'm sometimes thinking, look at P. Ryan. He's going line running back. And see Washington is going to get a full complement of snaps, etc.
What are you talking about? O.J. Howard's going to be better than Evan Engram. You're crazy.
DeMarco Murray with P. Ryan. Scott, yeah. You got P. Ryan?
What? No, you guys need some new material.
Oh, we need new material. No. Oh, stop it. Oh, you're the most new material needing person on
probably
ever.
Probably. Ever. Probably, but you drum some of them into the ground yourself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. DeMarco Murray, last one, or Lamar Miller?
DeMarco Murray.
I don't trust that offense with Tom Savage.
DeMarco Murray or Danny Woodhead?
DeMarco Murray.
DeMarco Murray.
Right.
Woodhead to be injured more often.
All right, I want to move down a little bit. So we talked about 2 very, very similar running backs in similar spots. Guys that are around the top 15 in both DeMarco Murray and Jay Ajayi. But after last week's performance, and we talked a lot about it on the Monday show, I think we need to talk about Latavius Murray. And it's only because he has proven over the past several games he's getting carries, and I understand that you're not a huge Jerick McKinnon guy and what he has done, but that doesn't, just because you like Jerick McKinnon, doesn't make Latavius Murray a zero. They may be able to coexist within this offense. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to Latavius Murray, I'd like to know who you'd rather have. Latavius Murray or Adrian Peterson?
Latavius Murray. I don't fool with Adrian Peterson.
I'm going to go Adrian Peterson because although you can't depend on him, if the matchup is right, he's already shown he can have a big game.
I actually want to say Peterson. Murray's still going to have some. I'll go Peterson, but I think it's really close.
So you, all right, so Peterson, I'm sorry, what did you say there, Scotty?
I said Peterson.
You said Peterson as well. Interesting. You have, in your rest of the season ranks is available now at rotowesters.com.
Dang.
You have Latavius Murray pretty low, actually, which is interesting. We'll see how low he can get. When it comes to it, let me continue on. Latavius Murray or Rex Burkhead?
Rex Burkhead.
Rex Burkhead, catching the passes, etc.
I put him on that yesterday.
In the PPR, you got to go Burkhead.
Okay. Latavius Murray or Orleans Darkwa?
I'm going to go Darkwa. I feel like, you know, he'll carry the ball more frequently. There's not upside really for either guy, but I'm going to go Darkwa, but it's close.
I'll take Murray just because I think Murray can get more touchdowns than Darkwa.
I'll take Darkwa because he probably touched the football more, but this is not a situation I would want to be involved with.
Honestly, I'm going to take Murray here. I think Minnesota is just going to be up in games and letting Murray carry the ball and scoring touchdowns. The Giants don't score touchdowns. So
they suck, that's why.
Correct, that's a fact. So that's why, give me Latavius Murray, who, you know, listen, over the last four games, he's carried the ball at least 15 times in all of them. Give me Latavius Murray. He's going to carry the ball even more than Orleans Darkwa. So I strongly prefer Murray to Orleans Darkwa here. Latavius Murray or C.J. Anderson?
Give me Murray. I mean, look, there's two guys there, but they can coexist. I believe in that. In Denver, you got a three-headed monster. I don't know what's going on. And C.J. Anderson's been trending down.
Yeah, C.J. Anderson's trending down hard. I got to go Murray.
Latavius Murray or Amir Abdullah?
Abdullah's a starter.
So is Latavius Murray.
JMK is the guy. JMC, JMK is the guy you want.
Well, yeah, you make a case I know what Theo Riddick's the guy you want, too, no?
I don't think
I know where Corey's going with this. Amir Abdullah is really the only runner, you know, for his team, whereas, you know, it could be McKinnon.
I don't need you to put words in my mouth, Scott.
I'm agreeing with you. So you need to slow your roll, all right? So back up, and you know, I'm gonna say Abdullah for sure.
I'll go Abdullah as well.
Yeah,
I mentioned Theo Riddick, Latavius Murray or Theo Riddick.
I'm not a Theo Riddick fan.
Oh,
I'll
we
go
know.
Murray.
Yeah. Oh, we know.
Yeah. He's a P. Ryan fan though.
I'll take Theo Riddick over P. Ryan.
Quite repetitive.
I think I might slightly go Riddick here.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
I think if the Lions are going to continue their winning ways, they're going to need to have Riddick involved.
I think I go Lat.
I think I go Lat, too. Yeah. I'm a Riddick guy for sure, but I think I go Lat.
Standard, I'd go Lat, but I mean, obviously, PPR, yeah. Obviously. I'm going to lean Riddick.
Latavius Murray or Derrick Henry?
I'll go Latavius Murray. Just Derrick Henry's not a thing.
Matt Murray. Lat.
I got to say Lat Murray, unfortunately, right now.
Last one of the morning, Latavius Murray or Jamal Williams?
I'm going to say Lat Murray for this reason. It's a better team. He has a defined role. Jamal Williams has it now, but he can lose it in like 2 weeks.
I'm going to say Jamal Williams. He's going to be the featured runner at least for maybe like two games, you know, and probably get more volume.
Oh, man, Jamal.
That's a very close one for me. Yeah. Very, very close. All right, we're done with that. We'll do more of that tomorrow. When we come back, let's talk about some streaming quarterbacks and defenses for this week. We'll try to help you in Week 11. Next.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
RotoExperts.com/DKMS. You learn there what you have to do to help save lives. You're trying to donate bone marrow. They want you to donate bone marrow so you can stop those with blood cancer, so you can help them literally save their lives. And all it takes is just a minute or two. You swab your cheeks, you send it back to ZKMS. They handle the rest. They match you up with somebody that you whose life you can save, and you go in, you donate bone marrow. It's a process that takes a very short amount of time. It doesn't hurt. It's a myth. And after that, listen, life saved. Boom. Just as simple. So please, for more information on that, go to rotoexperts.com/DKMS. You could also participate in a DFS contest that ultimately could send you to the Super Bowl. Go to the bottom of the page, click a link, and participate in a DFS contest any week from weeks 1 through 16. You win any of those weeks, head on to week 17. You win week 17, you go to the Super Bowl. All that and so much more information available now at rotoexperts.com/DKMS.
And every Sunday morning on the Roto Experts Game Day Edition from 7 to 9, we go over our lineups. Definitely roll the Eagles defense out there this week.
Eagles defense, Scotty's favorite play to try to help you get to Minnesota.
I'd like to go to this year's Super Bowl, see the Vikings have a home game.
I would like a team to have a home game in a Super Bowl one day. I think that could be cool.
It would be cool.
Maybe it's the Vikings' year. They got a shot at it.
Quarterback won't happen.
Minnesota Vikings don't go to the Super Bowl.
No, they don't. You're right. Well, neither do the Dallas Cowboys. So, anyway.
They've been to eight. So, they've been to eight. That's eight. That's more than anybody.
He's not talking about the throwback collection.
I'm just talking about they've been to eight, so you can't
long
say
time
that they've
ago.
Been to
I was
eight.
Barely alive the last time I was in the Super Bowl.
Was it even, in color?
I was eight years old the last time I was in the Super Bowl.
Oh, wait a minute, Scott. 1986? Don't do that. Don't do that 86.
We got to switch sports.
Don't do that.
Now.
I'm just letting you know. Don't do that 86. Oh, you talking about going to championships? Now. Don't do that 86.
Look at the double standard. Like he starts it and he's going at me. See? Yeah. You did start it.
Of course
it.
I started it.
Double standard.
Well, you always think I don't go after him. You always call me out.
No, that was great. That was awesome. And factual.
Everything I say is factual. Yeah.
86.
I bring facts. All right. I need to stream a quarterback this week, guys. I actually have an issue. Last week, I had Jameis Winston as my starting quarterback going forward. I dropped Winston last week for Ryan Fitzpatrick. That did not work out as I would have hoped. So I need a quarterback this week. And the top two options on my board are Blake Bortles and Case Keenum. In which direction would you go on that, Madika?
I'm going to go Blake Bortles.
Bortles.
I think I'm going to go Blake Bortles here. Yeah. Look, I've been a Keenan supporter, and I want to say Keenan, but I do think they're going to throw the ball here in this game, and Cleveland's been susceptible.
Yeah, I agree. Bortles has had some decent fantasy games in recent weeks. To me, I'm not going to overreact to one performance by Keenum, you know, from a journeyman-type quarterback. You get this every once in a while. He's done what they've asked him to do, but overall, when you look at the game log, he's had two above-average games, one good game, and then five games really of no production.
I'm going to go Case Keenum. I think you look at the implied point total, I think that's one of the highest on the board this week. So they got a good matchup where it should be a lot of points being scored in this game. I think, three touchdowns in each of his last two games. I think he's playing for his job right now. He's got the big guy in Bridgewater sitting behind him. I go Case Keenum.
It's interesting. You know, for me, right now I lean Bortles because the match is that much better against Cleveland. But Case Keenum, those weapons with Thielen and Diggs and McKinnon and Rudolph, the fact they threw four touchdowns against a very viable Washington defense last week, makes me think long and hard. It's very close for me.
Yeah, I think they're going to have to pass the ball to the Jaguars, so...
All right, there you go. Those are the top two on my board. Here are some other ones that could be out there for you. Don't laugh, all right? Don't laugh. Drew Stanton, facing, if he's healthy, if he's playing.
I'm not gambling.
Facing the Texans.
I'd rather start Jay Cutler.
Jay Cutler's the next one on the list. Would you consider Jay Cutler a possible stream this week?
I would consider Jay Cutler a stream, but that Stanton-Gabbert thing is intriguing.
Right?
Because Houston just gives it up. You feel what I'm saying? They just give it up. I think they 27 points a game to the quarterback position, you know, the past couple weeks. It's tough. You got to be in a real bind to have to go that deep. But I think I would start either one of those dudes over Jay Cutler.
I might do that if I wanted to just be a total, you know, like a GPP or something like that, and DFS. But
all right, so also that could be out. So there's two more names that could be out there that I have on my list as potential. What?
Nothing. Just go ahead.
I'm trying.
Yeah, but you interrupted Mr. Sussman again.
As potential quarterbacks,
what, his girlfriend.
that could be out there. Most of them are 90% of the league, so I wouldn't really bother saying
it. What about the Thursday night, Ben? If you,
so that how do you, so it's funny. So Ben was the one I was going to say. Ben is still owning 90% of fantasy.
No, but I'm saying if you're a Ben owner, I would assume a lot of Ben owners have two quarterbacks.
Okay. Yeah.
There's another option there.
Yes.
Are you confident starting him on the short week?
Trade him this week.
I think it's probably an adequate start with Roethlisberger. Probably like a 2-touchdown, 1-interception, 275-yard kind of game.
Probably depends who your other quarterback is, right? Like,
right.
What if you have Ben Roethlisberger? I mean, if you have Ben Roethlisberger and Jared Goff, for instance, I'm going to go with Roethlisberger because Goff against the Vikings is something I don't want to mess with.
Yeah, I have a feeling Minnesota is going to win this game, and I'm a Goff guy, too. I've turned into that, but I just like Minnesota a lot.
Yeah,
it's viable because Goff has taken advantage of really good matchups, but, you know, we saw early in the season when he played Seattle, he didn't have such a good game, and, you know, he's gotten to the point where he's a really good quarterback when the matchup is right, but, you know, this is a tough one.
This is what I'll say for the Rams. This is a good litmus test this weekend. Going to Minnesota.
Excellent test for sure. Let's move on to the defenses that we could possibly stream this week. Some defenses that were on my waiver wire. If you still have waiver wires running tonight, we're doing this today to try to help you figure out which defense to pick up off the wire. Matt, I go to you first with the Buffalo Bills.
I mean, I really don't want to play them. I would if Rivers missed the game, but I don't think Philip Rivers is going to miss a game. He never misses a game.
Never misses a game. Tears his ACL and he plays. So, Buffalo, yeah. No. What about Green Bay? I know Green Bay's defense is not exactly exciting, but held Chicago last week. They faced Baltimore this
week. I like
week.
The opponent. I like Baltimore.
You like Baltimore. Mm-hmm. Baltimore is very good going forward. Their schedule lines up very well.
It's really hard to, you know, want to roll them out there, but you know, the opponent is just so impotent. But what you really is it just really about you know, the points that allowed, you know, it's sacks and turnovers, and I don't know that I can count on that. So, you know, they're not one of my top streams.
He's got a couple, you know, that secondary in Baltimore. Baltimore's home, so I like the Ravens.
What about the Miami Dolphins against Ryan Fitzpatrick in Tampa Bay? Cool, yeah, you're shaking your head. Yes.
I can do that.
I
think you could take a shot. It's risky. Just as risky as all the rest of these
guys.
And
they got blown up on Monday against Cam.
Exactly. But they've been kind of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, but they can get some sacks. You know what I'm saying? You got Ryan Fitzmagnetic who's going to wing it out there, too. So, yeah, I think I can. I mean, listen, you crossing your fingers when you do this, Jack. I can do it.
You never know what Fitzpatrick you're going to face. You know, we heard last week he would wing it, and then he wasn't really at all. And if he does wing it, he could get picked. So I'm okay with the Dolphins.
Arizona against Houston. Now, they are popularly picked up on my waiver wire. I'm sure tonight when other waiver wires run, you'll see that as well. What about Arizona against Houston?
I think you can do that, and here's why. You know, just don't look for the points. You look for sacks. And that offensive line, especially since they got rid of Dwayne Brown, is very vulnerable. And Arizona will always bring the heat with a blitz. So I like Arizona for sacks.
Tom Savage.
Yeah, man, that's only analysis.
Yeah, and you know what? He holds on the ball to Wolf too long, too, so that's a great point. Yeah.
And fumbles the football. So, a lot to like about Arizona. So, that's probably a top stream for many. One last defense I have on my list here. It's Cincinnati against Denver. It's Brock Osweiler. So, what do you think about Cincinnati, gentlemen?
It's good because you'll probably be in it for about two picks.
Yeah, Brock. Yeah. Brock at ship.
I think Denver really needs this game. Denver's home. They've gotten annihilated the last 2 weeks. But possibly could be the top two teams in the NFL, but they've been shredded. And I think this team at home is really going to, you know, try and win this game. And I think if you own Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders, you might want Brock Osweiler as the quarterback. So I'm going to try and say nah.
Nah. All right. Are there any other defenses, guys, that you would consider streaming? Scott, you said certain ones are high on your list. So is there anybody else on the list that I should know about?
I think I like the Steelers okay this week.
Against the Titans.
Yeah. Yeah, the Saints, you have to pretty much consider them.
I don't think they're a stream anymore.
But I would say the Chargers against Buffalo.
Okay.
You know, the Chargers have played well in recent weeks.
So you go with the Chargers against Buffalo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the Chargers against Buffalo, I do kind of like that. I think that secondary is going to lock it down. So, you know, if they can contain Shady, I think they could have a good day.
Yeah, I can do it.
Okay.
Not my favorite, but I can do it. Okay. Give me the last of those.
Denzel Perriman's back, too. So, well, you know, that's a big reason for maybe why they can't contain Shady.
Sure. And yeah, we'll see if they get the job done for the Chargers in the, wait for it, Anthony Lynn revenge game.
There you go. Yeah, how's it'd be that? Interesting to see if Rivers plays or not. I think it's cloudy.
He
right
always
now.
Plays.
Yeah, but you know what, though? It's one thing to say he always plays, but you don't know. You know, it could be a first time because we really don't know whether, you know, how he's going to heal or not.
It'll be interesting to see if the Bills get shredded against the run for the third straight week.
What happens? Yeah. Well, and they certainly could with Melvin Gordon back there, due for a bounce back for his owners after letting him down when Austin Eckler ran wild. We take a break. When we come back here, up next on the Roto Experts program, we welcome in Jake Seeley, the all-in kid. He joins us. We don't check the link. We just talk to Jake next.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
Carson,
yep.
Matt Modica. I'm confident Tom Burns plays this song every day, so you can see Scott doing that.
Yeah. You know what that is, right?
Yeah, that's your
Mick Jagger.
Yeah, no, I got it. I didn't get a chance to say it.
Your Mick Jagger sucks. I want you to know that.
You don't even know who Mick Jagger is. You don't even know who Mick Jagger
from
is.
From the looks of your dance move, you don't know who he is either. You have no idea
what even band he's in. What band is Mick Jagger in? Nobody help him. Like I said, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Mick Jagger's in the
Who's
Beatles.
The vice president?
Yeah. Who's the vice president?
Mick Jagger.
I know who the vice president is.
Boy. So you don't know what band Mick Jagger's in. You don't know the vice president. What do we do with these people? What are we
ask them fantasy questions.
I guess so. I have no idea what to say to that. Lost, Matt.
I'm kind of speechless myself.
I'm sorry. Coming up next is the Fantasy Football Frenzy, presented also by DX Racer, obviously. Follow them. It'll be the Fantasy Football BFFs, and then Red Heat and Rage all morning long. It should be a fun day of fantasy. These guys are going to help you through waiver wires if it has not happened yet. What else are you going to do on the Frenzy here, Corey?
You go through some rest of the season stuff, get ready for the push, see what these teams look like. ROS as we make our championship run, see what some of these players look like, get the opinions of the all-in kid and Matt Modica. I mean, you know, obviously like to interact with our people on the telephones too.
Yeah, you definitely get your calls in at 844-843-6879. That's 844-84-FNTSY. I know Corey loves to hear from you, the people, and try to help you.
I'm a man of the people.
You are a man of the people. Scott, you know you don't agree with that he's bug people because you don't play in leagues with them.
I'm a man of the people.
Nobody's talking about you, Scott. It's always got to be about you.
About you. Don't.
You wanted to.
Yeah, I did. But I ain't working with them crazy emails. I don't understand why. No. Nobody listens to me. Oh, man.
Nope, not even going to take it back.
I got off the rails here in the last segment.
Oh,
it's a good time.
We had. So,
fun, though.
So looking at the waiver wire, my favorite thing to do in first comes, first serve leagues is once we get the waiver wires,
What's
left over.
Who's been dropped.
It's exactly.
Oh, he's got to watch that. Yep.
So somebody this morning picked up Teron Ward and immediately dropped Teron Ward for J.D. McKissick. And I'm just like, what are you doing?
You're picking up zeros. Picking up two
doing?
Zeros.
What are you doing? Somebody picked up a defense. Somebody picked up C.J. Fedorowicz. He's coming back. They spent money.
Pick up Mercedes Lewis for this week.
I told you I picked up Mercedes Lewis. Yeah. So they couldn't do it. He's my guy. Yeah. So I picked up Jermaine Gresham only to drop him for CJ Fedorowicz. And then the person that picked up J.D. McKissick, who had picked up Teron Moore, has dropped J.D. McKissick and picked up David Johnson, even though Scott, is David Johnson coming back?
No. Don't do it. Don't waste your time.
Do it.
Don't listen to him.
He dropped somebody that is playing this week for a guy that's probably not going to play all year long. David Johnson.
None of it's going to make a difference. Ward, McKissick, Johnson.
I'd rather own Ward. There's a role.
I'd rather just own Johnson for like a week just to hear what the diagnosis is, and then he'd drop it.
So that's what he's doing. That's what he's doing. So you like the David Johnson pickup.
I mean, what were the other two pickups compared to those? Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
David Johnson's a waste of roster space.
Yeah. Donnie Burns, we have Jake. Jake Seeley, what's going on?
What's going on, Greg?
Not much, man. We're just trying to figure out, you know, how half our panel doesn't know who Mick Jagger is, and the other half, or the quarter, doesn't know who our vice president is. That's kind of where we are today.
Sounds like an interesting morning.
Yeah, it's been a fun day. We held some congressional hearings for, you know, for some players.
Do you think Mike Pence is actually part of the band? Is that what you're saying?
Who's Mike Pence? I don't know who that is. All right, we're done. Come up next, Fantasy Football Frenzy, Corey Parson, Matt Modica, and Jake Seeley. Have a fantastic rest of your day. We'll see you back here tomorrow for another edition of the Road to Experts. Bye-bye.